Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. A fire in Banning that burned for nearly 3 hours destroyed a business before being extinguished by firefighters this morning. The fire was reported in the 90 block of South San Gorgonio Avenue near Livingston Street about 11:15 p.m. Wednesday, and the first crews on scene reported smoke and fire coming from the single-story business, according to the Riverside County Fire Department. The department said a knockdown was called at 1:56 a.m., but the building was destroyed. No injuries were reported, and the cause of the fire was under investigation. The FBI has confirmed they are investigating a possible connection between the shooting of a men's rights lawyer in the San Bernardino Mountains to the suspect in the ambush shooting of a federal judge's family in New Jersey. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
Attorney Mark Angelucci was shot to death in his home in Cedar Pines Park in the San Bernardino Mountains on July 11th. Federal authorities said Wednesday they have evidence this shooting is linked to the Sunday shooting at the home of U.S. District Judge Esther Salas in New Jersey, which claimed the life of Salas' son. The primary suspect is Roy Den Hollander, another attorney known for his men's rights activism, who was found dead from what appeared to be self-inflicted injuries a day after the New Jersey shooting. Authorities believe the two shootings are related, but declined to give details on how. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
Many false and misleading claims on social media say that wearing a face mask can be harmful to one's health. Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols examined one such allegation that spread widely on Facebook.
This unfounded claim said that people are checking into the ER with fungal lung infections, all due to wearing a face covering to slow COVID-19. And this wasn't just any Facebook post. It was shared 17,000 times and viewed by hundreds of thousands over the holiday weekend. We checked with regional, statewide, and national emergency physician groups. Not a single one said they'd seen any evidence to support the claim. In fact, health experts recommend wearing face coverings when you can't keep a safe distance, which is now a state requirement. Doctors also say there's no evidence whatsoever that wearing a standard mask is harmful. In the end, we found this post about people going to the ER with lung infections due to masks is just another bogus claim on Facebook. We rated it false. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
People of color are leading the charge to protect 30% of California's public land and oceans by 2030. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports on one of very few environmental bills to survive the pandemic legislative session so far.
Juan Altamirano works for Audubon California, but wasn't always involved in protecting birds.
As somebody who grew up in Anaheim near Disneyland, I didn't have access to open spaces.
He wants to guarantee people of color can experience the outdoors. That's why he supports a potential law that would protect at least 30% of California's public land and waters by 2030. The bill is part of an international movement. Democratic Assemblymember Ash Kalra authored the bill and says only about 22% of state land is protected.
Many people live here because it's so beautiful, but let's actually put some weight behind that and say, look, we need to do more to protect our open spaces.
California getting involved would be a big deal because the state is considered a hotspot for biodiversity with over 11,000 species. But more than 40 groups sent a letter to the legislature opposing the bill, arguing it needs more specifics. Some are also concerned it would limit fishing and hunting. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.